Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, one's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, it's down to the wire. Can you figure out who's who?
From Overall, Virginia, this is Pants on Fire. And now here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to Pants on Fire, the game show where kids choose between the classic durable fabric of truth and the rigid rocking of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and in the studio today is our sound effects robot, Lisa, which stands for Live in Studio Audience.
Could you just repeat my introduction, but look into this camera and really sell it this time?
Lisa, why are you pointing that camera at me?
I'm making a documentary about podcasting. It's all about the robots who make the magic and the people who support them.
Really? The people who support the robots? I'm not so sure about that.
Could you please cooperate? My agent always said I should never work with animals or people.
Okay, but then can we just play our game and I can take all your direction afterwards?
Yes. Now, time is money, Deborah. My intro, please, and this time with feeling.
Fine. And in the studio today is our sound effects robot, Lisa, which stands for Live in Studio Audience.
And cut.
Now, can you please tell us how our game works?
Yes, of course. I will continue to make the magic while recording from my GoPro. Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert. The other is a liar. And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. I mean, we hope. That's what we built this business on, right?
Exactly.
What are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about jeans, a type of pants or trousers made from denim fabric. Lisa, do you know much about jeans?
I love jeans because they are durable enough to keep up with my active lifestyle.
Your what?
Yes, I need a trouser that can keep up with all the up and downloading of my day.
Okay, sure, I can see that. Can you download some information about today's contestant?
Blip, blop. I did it.
Okay.
Our human child contestant is a 10-year-old whose favorite subject is math and who wants to be a teacher when she grows up, Olivia McQuaid.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Welcome to Pants on Fire. Tell us about being a teacher. Is there a certain teacher who inspired you to become a teacher?
Well, my aunt gets her summers off, so that's one of the things.
Oh, it's about the good hours?
Mm-hmm. And you get a lot of money.
And you get a lot of money for being a teacher.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about some
Yeah,
things.
Maybe they could make even more. Yeah. That's what I think. Don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a certain age of kid you would want to teach?
Maybe first grade, so I don't have to know a lot about math or English.
Right. So you just...
You should teach preschool, and then all you don't have to know a lot about anything.
Oh. Yeah, but I have to deal with bad kids.
Oh, yeah. And they stop being bad after preschool, right, Olivia?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, I want to learn some more things about you. I think Lisa wants to learn more things about you.
Oh my gosh, I was just saying, is there anything else about her?
Lots of things. So many things, in fact. We're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. Olivia is going to tell us three facts about herself. Two of those facts will be true. One will be a lie. We will figure out which one is the lie. Olivia, what are your three facts?
I've been a competitive dancer for 4 years now.
Okay.
My grandfather is a famous Irish folk singer in Ireland.
Oh.
And I love marshmallows.
Whoa. Okay, what do you think, Lisa?
That feels like she's setting us up for a trick, because who doesn't like marshmallows? But maybe she doesn't like marshmallows. I think she's trying to play games with us.
Okay.
I think she can come in here and just pull the wool over our eyes and our sensors. That's it. Marshmallows is a lie. Nice try.
Okay. You're trying to outsmart her gameplay
yes.
here. Okay, Olivia, which one of those facts is a lie?
I love marshmallows.
I
got
knew
it right, Lisa. I can't believe it. So you do not like marshmallows.
I have a story, though.
Oh, there's a story?
So I had strep, and I had a lot of marshmallows to soothe my throat, and I had so much that I didn't like them anymore.
Oh, so you overdid it on the marshmallows. So once upon a time, you liked them.
Yes.
So not even in hot chocolate?
No.
Would you like them on a train?
I would like them nowhere.
Our first expert is Laura Knight. Please introduce yourself to Olivia.
Hey, Olivia. My name is Laura Knight, and I'm actually a jeans designer.
Ooh.
Which means I work on developing and designing jeans.
Thank you very much, Laura. Let's meet our second expert, Simon Basner. Simon, please introduce yourself to Olivia.
Hi there, Olivia. I'm Simon Basner, and I'm a denim influencer.
Oh, we'll have to learn more about that. I'm not sure what that is or how you can influence your denim, but we're going to find out.
Drop it like it's hot.
Hey, Lisa, is that a bootleg copy of those sounds?
All of my sounds are originally sourced by me. It's hot seat time.
Right. That's when we put our experts on the hot seat while they answer Olivia's questions. Lisa, who should we put on the hot seat first?
Simon, because I want to be an influencer, and maybe if I pick him, he'll tell me how to be an influencer.
Okay, that's fair. All right.
Are you influenced? I'm an influencer. You're influenced.
Let's see how that works. Okay. Olivia, what question do you have for Simon to start?
Simon, what's a jean influencer?
Well, a jean or a denim influencer is a expert in all things denim or jeans. So when people are interested in what type of accessories would go with a certain type of denim or a certain type of jean, that's where I come in and I let them know, A, what would go with that, and B, where they can get the best and most fashion-forward version of that.
Mm-hmm.
I run a blog entitled getemdenim.com. It's where I keep everyone up to date with the latest denim fashions and designers. So if the denim you want exists, I'll show you where to get them.
Okay, Laura, what is your favorite style of jeans?
My favorite style of jeans is a high-rise jegging. They're super soft and they're super stretchy, and they're my favorite. I wear them every day.
They're called high-rise because they go all the way from your feet over your head. And then the zipper is where it opens for your face.
You might be onto something.
Yeah.
I think you're influencing, Lisa.
I'm an influencer!
Okay, I have a question for Simon. Where were the first pair of jeans made and by who?
Okay.
The first pair of jeans were made in Italy. In the town of Genoa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And by who?
And by who? Well, they were made for Genoese sailors. So they were made by a man named Lawrence Influenzo.
Okay.
Okay.
Laura, what made you want to become an expert on jeans?
Well, I got my first job in jeans in Los Angeles about 20 years ago. And my favorite part about getting into the denim business is denim is a very specific fabric. If you don't wash it and you wear it over and over and over for many years, it starts taking on the characteristics of the person that's wearing that garment, which is really, really cool.
Ooh.
So my job is actually to recreate some of these really awesome old vintage garments, make it new, make it really modern out of new fabrics. It's so much fun and really creative.
So you're saying it's best not to wash your jeans?
You are correct, actually. It's
ever?
Best. Well, that depends. So if you're buying a really stretchy jean, that means it's going to have some spandex, something in it to make it really stretchy that goes with the cotton. You're going to want to be careful not to wash those jeans, but every two or three times you wear it, because that heat and a lot of water will actually give a little wear and tear on that jean. So you can do some spot cleaning. Sometimes if you have a really rare pair of jeans, you might want to do a couple of fun things like put them in the freezer, put them out in the snow, hang them out to dry. You just want to be careful not to hit them with too much hot water and to wash them too often.
Other than giving them a fun trip, why would you put them in the freezer?
Well, some people think it might be a wise tell, but I have personally found that sometimes bacteria can grow on anything, actually. So when you want to wash something, most of the time, you're not only just getting out the hot chocolate that you spilled on your garment, but you're actually just washing something to be cleaner. When you put that in a really cold environment, just like putting a rug outside in the snow in the wintertime, it can actually kill any of the bacteria that might be on that garment.
Cool.
Deborah, is that why your backyard is covered in rugs?
I think you're at the wrong house, Lisa.
Oh, wait. Do you live in a rug store?
I do not.
Oh, I was at the wrong house.
Okay. Olivia, go ahead.
Okay, this is for both of you. What are most jeans made of?
Who wants to take that?
Sure. I'll take it. Most jeans are. I mean, all denim is mostly made from cotton. So I'd say cotton, and then for the more stretchier jeans, you get elastane or 3% spandex.
So most of the older jeans before, we would say probably about 1995, 1998, were 100% cotton. Since then, we've added more and more stretchy stuff that goes with the cotton, which we call spandex or lycra or elastane. That being said, some jeans, actually like the ones I'm wearing right now, go up to 100% stretch. So those numbers of the new fibers that you have to add to get the jeans really stretchy has gone up, and stretch jeans are actually the most popular jeans right now on the market.
Cool.
Hey, stretch jeans, if you're listening, good for you. Congrats, you did it.
Or she might be stretching the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Laura, what are the most current trends in jeans?
So one of the number one trends in jeans right now, it's actually two polar opposite ideas. So one is getting back to a no-stretch jean, so what we call a rigid jean for women. In addition to that, really stretchy high-waisted jeans is also a big trend on the women's mm-hmm. side. On the men's side, we have a couple of things coming back. So we have a skinny slouch jean plus a little bit of puddling at the bottom. That's a cool word for a really long jean that shows off your sneakers. In addition to that, we also have the dad jean coming back, which President Obama rocked all the time.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what's the dad jean?
It's a rigid jean. It's a little oversized. It kind of doesn't look as modern as some of the cool washes out there in the market, but it's kind of like the sister to the mom jean that's also coming back.
Oh, my.
It's real. It's happening.
Hey, what's with the little pocket?
Well, that's I'll take that one. The little pocket. Not surprisingly, the little pocket was originally made for pocket change. So instead of having to really dig deep, and lose some change in your pocket, you can stick it in the small pocket and know exactly where it is at any given time.
Sounds pretty useful.
Very useful.
Mm-hmm. I put salsa in mine.
Ooh.
I've been misusing it.
Well, you might want to wash your jeans a little more often then.
Yep.
Yeah, I would mess with the salsa. No way.
It's time for the Shorts on Fire round, when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before time runs out. Olivia, let's start with Lara.
Okay.
You can ask your Shorts on Fire questions now.
Go!
What hardware did Levi Strauss add to jeans to make them stronger?
A rivet, made out of copper.
Which Japanese company makes over 90% of the zippers used in jeans around the world?
YKK.
Which American 1950s movie star helped make blue jeans so popular?
James Dean.
True or false? Blue jeans are illegal in North Korea.
True.
What was the tiny pocket in front of your jeans originally for?
A pocket watch.
The word denim comes from a fabric that was first made in what city in France?
Denim.
If you lie, do your pants really catch on fire?
Not really.
And that is time.
That's all the time. I'm sorry, guys. That's it.
Okay. Lisa, please restart your timer for Simon.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. Olivia, you can ask Simon your Shorts on Fire questions now.
Who's your favorite designer?
Faustine Steinmetz.
What color thread did Levi Strauss use to match the color of his rivets?
Brown.
The average American owns how many pairs of jeans?
Pass.
What are jorts?
Jean shorts.
What type of dye is used to color blue jeans?
Indigo.
What makes skinny jeans stretchy?
Elastane.
Baggy jeans or skinny jeans?
Skinny.
Why was blue originally chosen as a color for jeans?
It's the national color of Italy.
Pants that sit below the hip are called what?
Low riders.
True or false? Mom jeans are named after the inventor Vincent Mom.
False.
And time.
That's all the time, guys.
Okay. Well done for finishing those questions. It's decision time.
Hey, hold on, Deborah.
Yes?
I just said that was all the time, and then now you're saying it's decision time, so now we have more time. What's happening?
Oh, you're right. Well, this is a different type of time.
Oh, got it. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure we were doing it legit.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Keeping us on track.
Yep, you're welcome.
Okay, it is, in fact, decision time. Mm-hmm. Our contestant, Olivia, has to design her answers based on all the facts she's heard today. Olivia, who is the liar, pants on fire?
I think the liar is Simon.
Why do you think Simon is the liar?
because when I was asking him questions, he stuttered a lot and he did some passes when I asked him the Shrooms on Fire questions.
I see, okay. Will the actual jeans or denim expert please tell us who you are?
Hi.
That is correct. You did it, Olivia. You got it right. Lara Knight is the Vice President of Women's Jeans and Pants at American Eagle Outfitters and an expert in denim fabric fits, fashion, and washes.
Good job.
Fantastic. Okay, it's time to get some accurate measurements. Lara, what information did Simon share that was distressing?
Well, let's see. The original first jean came from a patent when Levi Strauss and Mr. Davis combined together and patented the first garment made with rivets.
Oh.
But there was, on the other hand, fabric from Italy that was used for sailors back in the 1500s. So that part was correct.
Interesting.
There was a couple of other things. I think maybe some of the designer names were a little bit off, actually.
Okay, well, let's find out. Simon, what facts did you share that flat fell or fell flat?
Sure. Levi Strauss, the color he used to match the color of the rivets was actually orange.
Mm.
And the first person to create designer denim was actually Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yes, that's correct. Very good.
Oh, the wet Y blue was originally chosen as the color for jeans. It was to hide dirt.
Wow, that does work. And that helps when you don't want to wash your jeans that often.
It does.
You're not supposed to. Every three wears, I say.
Yes, now we know. Very cool. I love it. All right. Well, that's it for our riveting episode. Thank you to our genius contestant, Olivia. Thank you to our expert and liar, Lara and Simon, and to Lisa for extra fly sounds. And of course, many thanks to our listeners tuning into Pants on Fire, where we bleach out lies and salvage the truth.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows, visit bestrobotever.com. While you're there, you can send questions for me to read on Ask Lisa, and you can find out how you can participate. And follow us on social media at Pants on Firecast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. In the meantime, dig into that pocket and eat some salsa. Bye!